program with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Makers of Johnson's Wax, Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat, present Fibber, McGee, and Molly, written by Don Quinn, with songs by the Kingsmen and music by Billy Mills Orchestra. The show opens with There's a Great Day Coming Mañana. What has a thirsty palm tree way down in Brazil got to do with your floors? Well, you'll have the answer to that question if you'll read an interesting two-page advertisement in this week's issue of Life magazine. That palm tree in Brazil is called the Carnauba palm, and it's the source of Carnauba wax, one of the main ingredients in the Johnson's wax you use on your floors, furniture, and woodwork. So every time you protect your things with a coat of Johnson's wax, you are really demonstrating the good neighbor policy between this country and our South American ally, Brazil. The true secret of Johnson's wax is the skillful blending of Carnauba with other waxes to produce a wax coating that provides both protection and beauty. Right now, especially, you'll want to take good care of the things you have. And the easy way to do this is with genuine Johnson's wax, which is now available in paste, liquid, or cream form. After dinner tonight, while Molly was starting her dishwashing, Fibber suddenly threw down his magazine and dashed out of the house. Why? Well, we refer you to Fibber, McGee, and Molly.
Well, well, I wonder what got into McGee all of a sudden. Oh, well. McGee never helps me wash the dirty dishes, McGee.
Okay, Molly, one side there. I'm taking over the dishwashing tonight. Give me that apron.
McGee, what on earth?
Come on, come on, come on. This is important. Open this package of soap while I roll up my sleeves. Then you go sit down and knit a natty little nighty for some nipper in the Navy while I wash
McGee,
these dishes.
Here.
Huh?
Calm down.
Okay, I'm calm. I'm as cute as a cucumber. I mean...
Take off your hat.
Huh? Oh, excuse me. Well, come on, Molly, come on. I gotta...
Stop skipping around whilst I'm talking to you.
Well...
For goodness sake. You're as jumpy as a jeep. Now then, tell me what this is all about.
Okay, you see this package of soap?
Yes.
This is Latherino, the soap that's going to be worth $5,000 a year to you and me.
You don't say.
Yeah.
What do we do with it? Wash the Rockefeller Foundation?
Maybe I better start at the beginning.
Well, now we're getting someplace, and I don't think I'm going to like it when we get there.
Oh, yes, you will, baby. Look, I'm entering a contest.
Oh.
Oh, now, don't start owing. Don't start owing till you hear what I got to say.
All right. If it's worth $5,000 to us, I'll stop owing everybody.
I'll say you will. The Latherino Company is offering a first prize of $5,000 a year for life to the one who tells...
In 25 words or less.
In 25... Hey, how did you know?
Well, this is the 97th contest you've entered, dearie. And any similarity between this one and the other 96 is purely. So go ahead.
Well, I just got to tell in 25 words or less, quote, why I like to wash my dishes in Latherino, unquote. Come on, give me that apron.
All right, here you are.
There.
And you're so sweet to wash the dishes for me.
If you think I'm sweet now, you wait till I've got $5,000 a year to spend on you. Why, I'm going to buy you the most expensive Irish setter in the country.
Irish setter?
Yes. I've always wanted a good Irish setter. Haven't you?
Yes. I love them so much I married one. All right, McGee, get busy.
Okay. First, I pour in a handful of soap.
Run some more hot water in the sink, dearie.
Okay. Now, get this. Ah, boy. Look at that suds.
Yep.
Hey, this is going to be kind of fun.
Well, try doing it three times a day for 20 or 30 years, dearie. And the only thing that'll look rosy to you will be your knuckles.
Now, let me see. I like to wash my dishes in Latherino because...
Because it may bring you $5,000.
I'm serious, Molly. I'm really trying to think of a good reason why I like to wash my dishes in Latherino.
Well, good luck, Riley. I've never yet found a good reason why I like to wash dishes. Besides, it's a pain in the neck.
Come in. Hello there, girls. Oh, excuse me, Johnny. The apron fooled me. You kids want to buy any Easter eggs?
No, thank you, Mr. Oldtimer. I don't believe we want any.
Oh, come on, kids. I got some beauties this year. Purple ones, pink ones, striped ones, polka-dotted ones, ones with pictures on them.
Oh, my. Did you dye them yourself, Mr. Oldtimer?
Sure did, daughter. Stripped down in my bathing suit, went out in the backyard and colored eggs till I was blue in the face, green on the knees, and purple on the feet.
Well, I imagine purple feet look good on you, Oldtimer.
Well, I didn't think so, Johnny. So you know what I done after that?
Purple feet look good on you, Oldtimer.
Well, I didn't think so, Johnny. So you know what I done after that?
What'd you do?
I died with my boots on.
Yeah, you'll be putting your foot in it up to the last, I guess.
That's pretty good, Johnny. But that ain't the way I heard it.
Wonderful world, or is it?
The way I heard it, one feller says to t'other feller, see, he says, what does Mahatma Gandhi want England to do for his country anyway? That's easy, says t'other feller. He wants them to give it back to the Indians. Well, I'll see you later, kid. Sorry I didn't want any Easter eggs.
Hey, that's the wrong door open.
No, that's the closet door.
Oh, no. He says, what does Mahatma Gandhi want England to do for his country anyway? That's easy, says t'other feller. He wants them to give it back to the Indians. Well, I'll see you later, kid. Sorry I didn't want any Easter eggs.
Hey, that's the wrong door open.
No, that's the closet door.
Oh, no. Ain't you kids ever going to straighten out that gosh darn museum?
Ladies and gentlemen, take a letter. Take the letter H. General Sherman rightly said, war is H. And H is the difference between selling out and shelling out. So get in there today and see how much more you can invest in United States bonds and war stamps. We're all in this war. It's up to us to protect and preserve for our children's children what our fathers' fathers gave us in the Bill of Rights. And you listeners in Canada, keep on buying those war savings certificates. Thank you.
Time you've washed those dishes.
Yeah, and I still don't know why I like Latherino. Well, it really does get the dishes clean, don't it?
Well, you can get them just as clean with a handful of grass if you wash them three times. I could say. I'll go see who that is, McGee. Now be careful with those dishes.
Okay, now let me see. I like Latherino soap for washing dishes because... Oh, why do I like Latherino? Because the skin on my hands retains its natural loveliness. I like Latherino because Latherino has a swell smell. Hey, now I'm getting it. Latherino.
Oh, McGee, here's Mrs. Uppington.
How do you do, Mr. McGee?
Ah, Jeannie with the light brown station wagon. Hi, Effie. Curl up on the kitchen cabinet near the sugar. Sugar?
Thank you, Mr. McGee. Your hospitality is only exceeded by your charming appearance in that apron. But if you don't mind my mentioning it, your trousers are showing.
Doesn't he look ducky otherwise, though, Abigail?
Simply ravishing, my dear. And who is doing his hair these days, if anyone?
Well, he does it himself with an egg beater, I think. But you know, he's so busy with his dishwashing and housework that...
All right, break it up, girls. Break it up. I'm doing this so as I can enter a contest, Uppy. Why I like to wash my words in Latherino in 25 dishes or less.
Oh, yes. Oh, these contests are so enthralling, Mr. McGee. Such a challenge to one's ingenuity.
Oh, I got ingenuity, all right. But why shouldn't I? I'm part Indian.
Careful with my teacup, McGee.
Why, I think he's being extremely careful, my dear. But I'm afraid his apron is coming loose. Here, let me tie the bow in the back a bit tighter.
Hey! Not so tight. You're choking me.
Hey, quit that. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Ah, that's all right, Abigail. They were just a lot of old dishes anyway.
Yeah.
Old dishes anyway.
Yeah. I'll say they were. Some of them been in Molly's family for 100 years. In Molly's family for 100 years. In Molly's family for 100 years. We were getting pretty tired of them.
Sure. When a dish gets to be 100 years old, throw it away, I always say.
Oh, but good heavens, I simply feel horrible about this, really. You must allow me to reimburse you for the damage.
Oh, no, we won't.
No protest. I can well afford it, you know.
Oh, yeah, but...
No. I shall leave some money on the table in the living room as I leave.
No.
Oh, now, please. Please don't go with me. I know the way, and I've been embarrassed enough. Goodbye.
Out of my way, McGee.
Oh, boy. Where'd you leave it? Why did you knock on the door? Uh-oh.
Oh.
Here it is.
How much? 100?
No.
Not 500?
No.
McGee, don't tell me she left 1,000.
No.
Well, what did she leave?
$3.
For all those dishes, why, the stingy thing.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to call that cagey old gypsy up and scorch her clear down to her wedges. I'll burn that old moose till the whole town smells like venison. $3. Why, of all the...
Forget it, dearie. Huh? She hasn't had time to get home yet. Come on, let's go in and clean up that mess in the kitchen.
Imagine her leaving $3 for all those dishes. Why, that woman is so close, she breathes down her own neck.
No. Take it easy now, McGee. We can't all be...
Hello, folks.
Oh, hi, Harlow. I can't shake hands now. My hands are all soapy.
He's washing the dishes, Mr. Wilcox. And if that makes you feel faint, have a chair.
I don't believe I ever saw you in an apron before, Fibber. Up to now, your charm and daintiness had escaped me.
Oh, cut it out. You ain't sincere. I'm entered in a contest.
Well, if it's a beauty contest, you'll get one vote from me, pal. In that apron, you...
Lay off, will you? I'm just wearing this thing to get into a housewifey mood so as I can answer the question intelligently.
And the question is, why do I like to wash my dishes in Latherino?
Yeah.
And the answer is, quote, I don't, unquote.
If I win, Arlo, the first prize is $5,000 a year for life.
Well, can't you get an angle on it?
Well, I'm on the trail. I think I like to wash dishes in Latherino on account of it's got a swell smell. It's got that tangy, piquant odor of the great outdoors. The pine-scented fragrance of the North Woods.
Yes.
The haunting memory laden.
McGee. You stole that off the label of my bath salt.
Oh, well, I wasn't going to use it verbena.
You mean verbatim. Look, Fibber, maybe I can give you a lead. I know most of the angles on household products and why people like them.
Of course you do, Mr. Wilcox. Let him help you, McGee.
Sure, look. The Latherino Company probably wants to hear something nice about their product, something they can tell other people, use in their advertising.
That's sensible, too.
Well, go on, Harlow. I'm all ears, and they're twitching with eagerness.
Well, now take what people are always writing to the Johnson's Wax people in Racine. They say, I love Johnson's self-polishing glow coat on my kitchen linoleum because it saves me so much work.
Yes, but then
they say, when I think that all I have to do is pour out a little glow coat, spread it around, and let it dry to a beautiful mirror-like polish in 20 minutes or less.
Yeah.
I wonder why I ever use the old-fashioned scrub brush.
Yeah, but Harlow, this is a different
thing. And they usually go on to say Johnson's self-polishing glow coat has given... my linoleum a new lease on life.
Sure.
And
but...
given me one, too. Well, because it saves me so much work and time and money.
But Harlow, I can't...
So, you see, pal, all you have to do is think up some reason why Latherino is better than other soaps. Just like Johnson's Glow Coat is superior to other products of its kind.
You see, McGee, that's all.
Doggone it, I knew that. But what can I say about Latherino?
What do you want me to do, Fibber? Write out your whole contest entry for you? You go earn your own $5,000. This is your baby. You rock it.
I can't think of anything but Johnson's. Someday I'm going to turn him over and give him the needle and play the other side.
Now, look, dear, you go ahead and write your answers to the contest, and I'll go out in the kitchen and sweep up those broken dishes.
Okay, now let me see. I like Latherino because... when the suds go down the drain, it sounds like a horse pulling his foot out of the mud. that's no good. Might be repulsive. Now, let's see. I like Latherino because Latherino...
Hi, mister.
Hi, Latherino. Or hi, sis. Don't bother me now. I'm busy.
Oh.
Now, what are you standing there snickering about, sis?
Hey, do you look funny in that apron, mister?
Oh, yeah? Well, I don't look any funnier in this apron than some gals do in slacks.
That's what my daddy says, I betcha.
Your old man... Your daddy never saw me in an apron.
Yeah, but he's seen my mama in slacks, mister. And you know what he says?
I'll come back in about 15 years with earmuffs on, sis, and I'll tell you what I imagine he says.
Well, he says for her to get into slacks is like trying to put 2 quarts of jelly in a quart jar. Oh, boy, my mama was mad clear through.
And if I remember your mama, sis, that's quite a distance. Now, run away, will you? I want to think.
Well, gee, can't you stop thinking long enough to tell me a story, mister?
No, I can't.
Oh.
Oh, well, all right. If I tell you a story, will you scram out of here and leave me in peace?
Sure I will, I bet you. Cross my heart.
Your heart's on the other side, sis. Crossing your appendix don't count. Okay, here we go. Once upon a time, there was a little girl named Cinderella.
Shall I stop you if I've heard it?
Oh, well, certainly. One day, Cinderella was...
Stop. I've heard it.
Okay. Once upon a time, a little boy named Jack planted some beans...
Stop. I've heard it.
Okay. Once upon a time...
Stop. I've heard that, too.
Well, doggone it, sis, if you're so smart, you tell me a story.
All right.
Well...
Once upon a time, there was a big city, and it had a river running through the middle of it, and there were lots of little boats to take people and automobiles from one side of the river to the other.
Well, what kind of a story was that?
A fairy story.
The King's Men singing Old Uncle Fudd.
In this busy, dizzy, hustling, bustling world, everybody's rushing, pushing, hurrying, scurrying by. All except one sweet, lazy old guy. Old Uncle Fudd was not an ordinary guy, yet he might have been a big millionaire. But he slept until one, and when his whittling was done,
he just never had the time to spare.
Old Uncle Fudd was always going to go to work, but it took him just so long to prepare. And most always by then the sun was setting again,
so he never had the time to spare.
He said he never did believe in hurrying,
out for jumping in the stream. While other folks were busy with their worries, he was busy working on a dream.
He was busy dreaming.
Old Uncle Bud is getting close to 93,
but he's happy as a bear at the fair. For he's youthful and spry and can't remember to die,
'cause he's never had the time to spare.
His cabin didn't even have a porch on it. He was a good-for-nothing, folks did say. But while they all were calling him unfortunate,
our Uncle Bud
was growing younger every day. Someday I know that Uncle Bud will travel on, and when he walks in to meet St. Peter up there, he'll say, "How are you, Kate? I'm awful sorry I'm late, but I never, never, never had the time to spare."
Hey, Molly.
Yes, McGee?
Run some more hot water over these dishes, will you? I gotta wash them again.
Again? For the fourth time?
Yep. I still haven't thought of a good reason why I like Latherino. Now, let's see. I like...
Come in. Mayor Latrivia, how do you do?
Good day, Mrs. McGee. Hello, McGee.
Hi, Mayor. Have a chair.
Oh, no, thank you. I just stopped in to have a few words with you about your horse.
Oh, you mean Lillian. Isn't she sweet, Mr. Mayor? You know, sometimes she seems almost human to me, but then when I realize she can't talk about you behind your back, I realize she isn't.
Well, what about Lillian, Latrivia? If you can't say anything nice about her, don't say anything. Lillian's just like a daughter to me, except that she stays home nights.
McGee, you're overfeeding that animal. She's much, much too much overweight.
Oh, no. She's just plump, Mr. Mayor.
Nevertheless, you're ruining a fine animal. That horse has splendid lines, good blood. I think she comes from racing stock.
Yeah? A crumb off the old sea biscuit, eh? What made you an authority on horses, Latrivia? I knew you ran for office on a promise for stable government, but I thought it was just a stall. Don't you get it, Molly? Yeah, you get it, Latrivia? I says, I knew
it
you...
It ain't funny, McGee.
Indeed, it ain't. I mean, it isn't.
Okay, don't nag.
I used to own racehorses myself, McGee, and this horse of yours reminds me a great deal of one of my animals, one that I once entered in the Derby.
In the what?
In the Derby, at Louisville.
Oh, isn't that where they have the Kentucky Derby every year?
That is what I was referring to, Mrs. McGee, the Kentucky Derby. In the winter book, my horse was quoted...
In the winter book, eh? Oh, I get it. They run the Derby in the winter and the Derby in the spring. You see, Molly, they do that because they...
McGee, the Derby and the Derby are the same thing.
Well, how could they be? The Derby's only run in the spring, so if the Derby is run in the winter...
There isn't any Derby. That is, some people use the English pronunciation for Derby. Derby.
Since when did they start running the Kentucky Derby in England, Latrivia?
They don't run it in England. It's just an English pronunciation.
Well, why should they pronounce it different in the winter than they do in the spring?
Maybe they get their faces frozen, Molly. If your lips are all stiff from the cold, you can't...
I'm trying to tell you that it's merely a matter of choice whether you pronounce it Derby or Derby. The winter has nothing to do with it. I merely said that my horse, in the winter book...
Are you trying to tell us that your horse could read books?
No. He was merely quoted.
Ah, go on. What did your horse say that was worth quoting?
My horse didn't say anything. I'm trying to tell you that my horse was listed in the winter book for the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, you mean you took him to England, huh?
No, I did not. I have never been in England.
You mean you sent that poor horse over there all alone? For shame, Latrivia. How could you...
Please, would you let me explain? I had a horse.
You had a horse.
He was a racehorse.
A racehorse.
I entered him in the Kentucky Derby, or Derby, as you prefer.
Well, which do you prefer?
A Derby.
Oh, not good enough for the Derby, eh?
No. Yes, he was, too. Can't you understand that the Derby and the Derby are the same thing?
Well, how can they be? One is in the winter and one is in England.
I told you! Let it go. All I came here for was to... I don't know what I came in here for. Good day!
Shouldn't lead him on like that. He'll think we're the two dumbest people in town.
I like to see him get exasperated. You know, he'd make a swell head of the city government if he didn't have such a swell head.
I think he's nice.
Yeah, he's so nice, but stuffy. Hey, this ain't getting my contest entry ready. Pour some more soap in there, will you?
Okay. Now think fast.
I am. Now, let's see. I like Latherino for washing dishes because get a pencil and paper ready, Molly. I want you to be ready now to write down any answer.
I'm ready any time, and don't splash any more water on that apron now.
I like Latherino because.
Well, we're doing a nice business in the kitchen tonight, McGee.
Anyway.
Come in.
Now, I like Latherino.
Hello, folks.
Oh, hello, Mr. Wimp.
Hey, what's the matter with you, Wimp? Is that a turtleneck sweater you're wearing, or is that your lower lip?
Excuse me for looking so mournful, folks, but I've just gotten some bad news.
Oh, that's too bad, Mr. Wimple. What was it?
I'm all broken up about it. Sweetie Face has been called out of town, and she'll be gone 3 whole days.
Well, what's so sad about your wife leaving town for 3 days?
She's taking me with her.
Oh, poor Mr. Wimple.
Oh, I don't mind, because lately she's been so thoughtful and romantic.
Oh.
She's even been slipping notes under my door.
Oh, isn't that sweet? And what do they say?
Oh, they're just mash notes. She says if I don't open the door, she'll mash my head in. Well, I'd better run along. I've got to go to the drugstore to pick up some things.
Hey, before you go, Wimp, there's something I'd like to ask you. Why are you holding your arm like that?
Oh, Sweetie Face tied a knot in it so I wouldn't forget to buy her some vitamin pills.
My heavenly days, is it broken?
Oh, no, Mrs. McGee. Just a bone in it. Sweetie Face does get a little playful at times, but... thank goodness she can't take me over her knee and spank me anymore.
She can't? Who's stopping her?
Priorities.
How do priorities keep her from turning you over her knee, Mr. Wimple?
Well, haven't you read the papers? No more cuffs and a pants?
You should not let her get away with that stuff, Wimp. Why don't you be a man and stand up for your rights? Every man ought to be the boss in his own house.
Oh, that's very good advice, Mr. McGee. And I'd be inclined to take you seriously if I hadn't seen you in that apron. Well, goodbye.
Poor little Mr. Wimple. You know, he's so terrible.
Hey, Molly, I got it.
You got what, dearie? Dishwater hand?
No. My idea for Latherino. Wimple gave me the idea. Here, write this down.
All right.
I like Latherino for washing dishes because it's so much fun. My wife takes me to task every time I take the task from her. Quick, how many words?
Exactly 25.
Wow, that's it. Now, here you finish the dishes. No, never mind. This is more important. Write an envelope quick and I'll mail it.
What's the address?
Yeah, well, it's right on page 67 of that magazine.
Page 67,
That's it.
All entries to be mailed to contest judges, Latherino Corporation, Sudsville, Ohio.
That's right.
On or before midnight of April 1st, 1900... McGee.
Huh?
Where did this magazine come from?
I picked it up in the dentist's office this morning. Why?
Well, it's for March 1938. This contest closed 4 years ago.
What? You mean I'm too late?
In coming over to the studio tonight, I noticed carefully the cars parked along the street and in the parking lot. It struck me that there are still plenty of car owners who would welcome further information on how to take better care of their cars. Maybe they are saving their tires, but what about the outside of the car, the finish, the paint job? Sure, that needs attention, too. And it's about the easiest part of the job with Johnson's Car New available everywhere. Car New, the auto polish that has made a hard job easy, that cleans and polishes in one application, that does two jobs at once in quick time. You've probably heard people say, your car looks like new when you use Car New. Well, it's true, as you'll realize the first time you use Johnson's Car New on your car. And here's an extra tip. If you want to give longer life to that new showroom shine, protect it against sun and weather, you might apply a little wax after using Car New. But don't delay too long.
Hey, Molly, I just called up that dentist and bawled him out for having a 4-year-old magazine in his office.
What'd he say?
Well, he said he couldn't keep any new ones.
Why not?
Said people kept stealing them.
Well, and what did you say?
Good night.
Good night, all.
This is Harlow Wilcox speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax Finishes for home and industry, inviting you all to join us again next Tuesday night. Good night. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Chicago, WMAQ at 9 p.m., BULOVA, Bulova Watch Time. Bulova.